Last Call. We leaned on the bar, bar stools behind us, conversed over martinis. Dr. Griffith spoke of university days, about our current work and families and lives, and wondered where the time in between, almost 30 years, had gone. My professor's wife chatted with a friend who happened by. Our drinks were getting low when Dr. Griffith excused himself for a moment. I resolved then and there to buy him a drink when he returned. So many times I should have bought a drink, deterred by the price, by time, or by what may be misread. A drink was long overdue. When Dr. Griffith returned, he was distraught, alarmed, frantic, and I could see why. His wife had vanished, literally vaporized before our eyes, her clothes still holding their form, drifting slowly to the floor, a flat pile, like the scene of a crime after the body is removed. Dr. Griffith barely had the mind to say fare thee well before he was swept away by medics and detectives. As I watched him go, I realized I should not have waited for the right moment. I should have bought him a drink when I had the chance. I should have reached out to old friends, to new friends, should have called more often, should have written and emailed and texted. The cast of my life, dear friends, decades wedged between in-person visits. I should have bought them all drinks, and often, when I had the chance. I resolved then and there, as I ordered another martini, that I should plan to attend the funeral and buy him a drink later, when the time was right.